Our reading is taken from Hebrews 3, verses 1 to 6. You can find them in the Bibles in your chair's front on page 1202 or 1864 in the large print Bibles, or you could find the reading on the sheets on your chair. Hebrews 3. Therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future. But Christ is faithful as a son over God's house. And we are his house if we hold on to our courage and the hope of which we boast. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You speak to us that you want us to be in your family, and we pray that you would help us to hear your words this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Brilliant. Before we begin, you will have seen on your seats a worksheet. If you would like, there is a bit a little later on where you'll need to be slightly artistic. So if you would like to come up to the front and pick up a felt tip pen, this would be the time for you to do so. Otherwise, you will need to use whatever pen you can find in the seat back of your chair. So I'm just going to give those who would like a minute to come. Go and talk to Sarah. But it seems like most of you are happy with whatever pens you've got, so if you change your minds, it will be over there, and please feel very welcome to get out of your seats and pick one up. Brilliant. Well, I'd like you to imagine that you're going out to one of your favorite restaurants. This picture may not be accurate, but just imagine in your head whatever your favorite restaurant is. And imagine that you arrive in the restaurant and the waiter hands you a menu which is full of some of the most mouth-watering pizzas or whatever your favorite type of food is that you've ever seen. And now imagine then that you spend the next hour and a half staring at the pictures of the food in the menu, and then you go home without eating a single mouthful of food. Wouldn't that be really, really silly? Well, the Christians who first got the letter to the Hebrews were in danger of doing something a bit like this. They had a whole menu of Old Testament pictures and promises, but they also had the real thing. All those pictures and promises pointed to Jesus. But they were in danger of focusing on the menu. I don't think my clicker's working now. There we go. And forgetting about the real thing entirely. And our verses this morning are giving us one very important job that will keep anyone from making that kind of mistake. And it's an instruction that we can be following whatever age we are. So I'd like you... No, it's definitely not working. Can you... yeah, thank you. To pick up the worksheets that you've got in front of you, and on the front, which is the bit where the words we've just been looking at are written down, I'd like you to see if you can find the one instruction that the author has given us and try and circle it. So I'm just going to give you about 30 seconds to give it a read, if you can read, and circle that instruction. Great. I'm going to read the passage again, and hopefully it will become even more obvious what that one instruction is. So therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future. But Christ was faithful as a son over God's house. And we are his house if we hold on to our courage and the hope of which we boast. So hopefully you've all seen that the instruction is this: fix your thoughts on Jesus. And this is actually the first instruction you get in the whole book of Hebrews. This is the first time that the author is telling his readers to do something. Now, that seems like quite a simple instruction, but I think it's quite difficult. We've seen so far in Hebrews some amazing things about Jesus, which are summed up by those quite tricky words at the end of the first sentence of the passage. So we've seen that Jesus is the apostle, and that means that he is the one that God has sent to speak to people. And he's also the high priest, which means he's the only one who makes us right with God and brings us into his family. And that is what we confess. That is what we say we believe when we meet together. And we've already done that in some of our songs so far in the service. Oops. But if I'm honest about my thoughts over the last week, they've been fixed on all kinds of other things. So here's a box representing my thoughts. Let's see what I've been thinking about. So I've been thinking quite a lot about my stuff this week. I've just moved house, Sarah and I, so we've actually both had to think about our stuff in terms of how we can fit it into boxes and then where it can go in our new house out of the boxes. But I think I spend a lot of time thinking about my money. I spend a lot of time thinking about my favorite toys. A lot of my thoughts are focused on my stuff. I also think about my wants, some of the stuff that I don't have yet. About this time in the morning, actually, I'm probably thinking about what I'm going to have for lunch and looking forward to that. I might think about the holiday that I really wish I could go on, or the thing I really wish that my parents would buy for me. And I also spend quite a lot of time thinking about my worries. So spend a lot of time thinking about what people think of me, what it's going to be like to be standing up in front of quite a lot of people. Quite a lot of my time is spent thinking about the things that I'm worried about. And the Hebrews who got the letter that we're looking at this morning were similar to me in that they too could have their thoughts fixed on all kinds of things that weren't Jesus. And their danger was that their thoughts would drift back to their past and fix on another man from the history of the Bible, a man called Moses. Well, this morning, to help us see how silly it is to let something else take the first place in our thoughts, we're going to see two ways that Jesus is much, much better than Moses. And firstly, we're going to see that Jesus is more special than Moses, just like the builder is better than the house. So let me read a couple of sentences from our passage. Jesus was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. So Moses would have been a hero to the Christians who got this letter. He would have been one of the most special people that they could think of. And, well, I think for us, we really don't spend a lot of our time thinking about Moses much as Christians today. So I'd just like, for a couple of moments, with the people next to you, you just to talk to one another about what you know about Moses and why he might have been special to the Hebrew Christians. So just a couple of minutes, think about Moses Who was Moses? What made him special? Brilliant. Okay, I guess we probably better carry on in the talk. And hopefully... Wow. I'm sorry, but who are you?
I am Moses. Can you not tell because of the peroxide beard and the glasses and the clerical collar? Wow. I heard you were talking about me, so I thought I'd pop by.
Wow, that's really, really convenient. Thank you, Moses. I do have some questions for you.
Ah, good.
Well, let me read this. Jesus was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. What does this mean?
Ah, God chose me to lead his people. That is what God's house means. His household, his family. In my day, God lived in a special tent called a tabernacle. I brought a photograph of it with me. I took it on my phone in the wilderness. It was where I helped people to meet with God. And it was there I spoke to people with the words God wanted me to say. It wasn't easy. God's family kept turning their backs and grumbling. One day, even my brother Aaron and my big sister Miriam decided to speak against me. But God appeared and said I was his servant Moses, who was faithful in all God's house. But I'm no more special than anyone in God's family. I made some mistakes, just like all of you.
Thanks, Moses. That was really helpful.
It's my pleasure.
Well, Moses was one of the most faithful men in the Bible. He stuck with God even when it was difficult. In some ways, Moses is like the most faithful of one of us. But Jesus is so much more special. And the writer of Hebrews says the difference is a bit like the difference between a house and a builder. Now, what I'd like us to do is think about this difference between a house and a builder. And this is where I'd like you to take up your worksheets, and there's a box on the top of the second page. And I'd like you to spend a minute drawing a picture of your dream house with whatever tools you have in front of you. This could be the moment that you want to run to the front and get a felt-tip pen if you haven't already. Young or old, please do. And we're just going to take a couple of minutes to draw a picture of a house. And there should be some music, but it may be that the music isn't working. Put down your felt tips or pens and finish the last detail on your house. And you can just take a second to show your house to your neighbor. Okay, I'm going to have to interrupt you there because I'd like to show you a picture of a house that I've been given Let's see if it shows. Here we go. Can you see that? It's a bit faint, unfortunately, on the big screen. But this is a picture of the house. As you can see, quite faintly, it's got a really interesting roof that looks like it's made of about three different colours. It looks a bit like some kind of pudding. It's in a place where it's always really, really sunny. And it's inhabited by giants as well, by the looks of things. But now this house is really special to me. And the reason it's special is not because of the colouring in or the crayons that have been used. It's special because of the one who drew it. This was drawn by my godson, Elijah. And when I look at this picture, I am reminded of him. Because the house points to the one who built it. And that's what it says in our passage. It says, Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Did you see that word, honor? It's a bit of a strange word, but the word honor means being treated as special. It's like getting a gold star or a medal for being the best. Jesus deserves more honor, is more special than Moses or anything or anyone else we might think about. Compared to even Moses, one of the most faithful men in the Bible, Jesus gets the gold star. He deserves the medal for being the best. So Moses is like the house. Jesus is like the one who made the house. We're meant to look at faithful people like Moses and see that Jesus is even more special. Jesus is God, the builder of everything. He made Moses. He made you. He made me. This means that Jesus deserves more honor than any of us. And the reason we're here this morning is because Jesus has built us together. He isn't just the picture. He's the real thing. He's the unchangingly faithful one who has made us his house. And that is one of the reasons why we sing when we meet together. We're telling one another and God that Jesus is special. And we're going to do this now. We're going to sing the song, Faithful One, before we carry on. Is my mic? Yeah, good, it is on. Brilliant. So we've seen that Jesus is more special than Moses, just like the builder is better than the house. And the second thing we're going to see is that Jesus is more powerful than Moses, like the son is better than the servant. So on your worksheets, you'll see a list of jobs and responsibilities. And what I'd like you to do with the people next to you is try and work out which kind of jobs would belong to a grown-up son in a house and which kind of jobs would be given to a servant. So please just take a couple of minutes looking at that and talking about it with the people next to you. Thank you. And there might be some music.
Consider Moses, the father and the leader of a people, in faithfulness to God without an equal. He was faithful as a servant. Consider Jesus, the author and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to the Lord without exception. He was faithful as a son. The first one led a nation of many generations to promise they. gets more glory is the maker of the stories, the builder of the house, the builder of the house.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you there. Hopefully that exercise has been fairly easy. Out of the two, which of these has more power in the house? Is it the son or is it the servant? Well, quite obviously it's the son. The son has the right to own the house, to be in charge of running the house, and to provide for people within the house. Like it says in our passage, the son is over the house, while the servant is in the house as part of the household. Oh, wow. Moses, you're back again.
That's right, that's right. I've realized, Thomas, that when I was here earlier, I forgot completely to talk about my main job. It's here.
Well,
here,
let me have a look.
In this Bible.
Right.
Do you read the Bible?
I try to.
Good.
Verse 5. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future.
That's right, testifying. I was just a servant in God's house, his family. I gladly served God and his family, well, at least most of the time. But I knew there was something better coming in the future. It was my job to testify, to tell people about how God was going to speak to everyone in his family in the future. I couldn't see all the details then, but it's clear now.
He speaks to his family through Jesus?
That's right, the Son. He's the real deal. He's the one who really has power in God's house.
Thanks, Moses.
It's a pleasure.
Well, being faithful as a servant in God's household is very different to being faithful as a son. As good as a servant as Moses was, it would be silly to treat him or any other servant of God like the one who has power in God's family. I don't have this power because I'm not the son. Our parents don't have this power because they're not the son. Our church leaders don't have this power because they're not the son. But Jesus is, as it said back here in verse 6, Christ is faithful as a son over God's house. Jesus' power as the son over God's house means he is worth trusting in. Let's look at the final sentence of our passage. And we are his house if we hold on to our courage and the hope of which we boast. Our courage and our hope is Jesus. A sign of us really being part of God's family is that we hold on to the Son. And this is about more than just what we say when we meet on a Sunday. It's about what we do with our thoughts every day. So what will you do with your thoughts this week? Perhaps... Oh, there we go. Perhaps you'd like to talk to the people that you've come with today about ways that you can be better at fixing your thoughts on Jesus. Maybe as families, you'd like to think again about what you can do together to be reading the Bible, to be learning about Jesus, and to be trying every day to fix our thoughts on Jesus. Perhaps you'd like to pray that God would help you do this, because this is a really difficult thing. It's a spiritual battle that we all face, trying to keep our thoughts fixed on Jesus and not be distracted by other things. But it's the most important thing that we can do with our thoughts to fix them on Jesus. I'm going to pray now that God would help us all to do that. Father God, we thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you that he is the most special person in the universe, the most special person we could ever fix our thoughts on. And thank you too that he is the most powerful person in the universe, the most powerful person we could fix our thoughts on. Please would you help us to be doing that this week. And we pray this in his name. Amen. Thank you very much.